This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 8:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. At the start of the pandemic, hospitals and healthcare networks in Pennsylvania put elective surgeries and routine visits on hold. But now that the spread of the virus is slowing, some places are slowly asking those patients to come back. WHYY's Alan Yu has more.
At the start of the pandemic in March, there were not enough COVID-19 tests. Hospitals worried about not having enough masks, gloves, gowns, and other supplies. But now the situation is gradually improving. So health networks in Pennsylvania are telling patients they can come back for non-emergency surgeries and medical procedures. Jeffrey Jarry is Senior Vice President for Medical and Academic Affairs at Bethlehem-based St. Luke's University Health Network. He says some surgeries might be elective, but should not be put off for too long, like a surgical biopsy to see if a patient has cancer. Also, St. Luke's now has temperature checks, masks for all staff, separate staff for COVID patients, and COVID tests for anyone coming in for surgery.
So what we can say, based on all of the safety measures that we put in place, that actually a patient coming in to have elective surgery would be safer than if they were actually making a trip to a grocery store.
Other major hospitals like UPMC in Pittsburgh and Penn Medicine and the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia are also resuming elective surgeries. Alan Yu, WHYY News.